Welcome back to the Unpolished Podcast. I'm your host, Alvin Kwai, and I want to start off today's podcast with an advice section. I've been trying to do this for a while, and I've been telling you guys to write to me, but no one has fucking written to me asking for advice. So I just went on Reddit 5 minutes ago, and I found something, and I'm going to give advice on it, even though they didn't ask for me. So I guess this little thing will be called Unsolicited Advice by me, Alvin Kwai. So the title of this thing on Reddit is called I Used to Sell Nudes and I Regret It. So here's the letter that this person wrote to all of Reddit. First of all, this is my experience with being an adult content creator. I'm not trying to judge anyone in this post. This is my experience with being adult content creator. Okay, well, I can see why you fucking showed the internet your nipples. You don't know how to write. But she goes on, or he goes on, she or he, I don't know who, goes on saying, I want to be completely honest, I was short on money and it seemed like an easy thing to do. Which was stupid on my part to think that. I sold some nudes and videos, that's it. I like how they say that's it, like just trying to downplay what they did. Sold some nudes and videos. A nude can be very different, okay? There's a lot of different scope. Like, it could be an innocent thing where, you know, you're just showing a little bit of ass cheek. Or it could be you shoving a porcupine up your pussy. I mean, it's there are levels to this. So don't try to downplay it and be like, it's not a big deal. You might have been shoving glass tubes up your penis hole. What a great way to start the podcast. Okay, they continue. They say, now I feel ashamed and dumb. Some guy called me a pig and I cried like an effing baby. On the other hand, I feel like this could have had consequences on my daily life, like my parents finding out. And whatnot, I want to come to terms with this mistake. Because the porn online is endless, and I don't plan on running for president, I don't see future backlash, but I feel ashamed. How do I come to terms with this? Should I just forget about it and move on? I mean, yeah. Clearly this person's ugly as shit. I mean, let's be honest. If you were making, like, thousands of dollars by selling pictures of your nips, you wouldn't be feeling ashamed. This person is a struggling porn star, you know? They probably don't do enough sit-ups and their fucking fupas covering their genitals. And that's why, you know, your nudes aren't attracting money. It's because you're gross. It's because you're gross looking. So that's very clear. That is very clear from this letter. You hadn't had success, and you're like, should I feel ashamed? I mean, dude, people are making bank off OnlyFans. Like, some girls are making like $100,000 a month, man. And I don't know if that's true for guys. I don't know if there are any dudes who have OnlyFans that are getting monetary income. I feel like if you're a straight man, that's just not really going to be a thing. I don't think any straight man who's on OnlyFans is making more than 30 cents a day. They're like starving. They're like those commercials for like starving African children. Like, just donate 5 cents a day. Except with a straight dude's OnlyFans, you get a picture of his balls. I don't think so, just because I feel like straight women, they're not really, I mean, I don't think straight women really like nudes that much, like straight man nudes. I don't think they really enjoy it that much. I think they like the novelty of it sometimes, and if it's like their boyfriend or something, maybe. But of a random dude, it's like, not really. I mean, straight girls will like, they'll jerk off to like lesbian porn, you know? So it's more like, it doesn't have to do with the body part. It just has to do with, like, the mood. Like, if there's any dudes on OnlyFans actually making a lot of money, it's going to be gay dudes because it's other gay men that are buying their nudes and videos. That's the only way. No straight woman is buying fucking straight man nudes. It's just not, they don't care. If a straight man wants to make a lot of money on OnlyFans, he's got to whisper, like, compliments into a camera. I think that's the way you get them. You're looking beautiful today. Instead of, like, going to the camera and being like, oh, yeah, jerk that cock. A straight man needs to be like, tell me about your day. Yeah? Oh, Karen at the office? What a bitch. What a whore. No, you're totally right. I totally agree with you. If a straight man does that, he might be able to make millions on OnlyFans. But he is not. It's not going to be showing your pecs, man. Your left ass cheek is worth nothing to Lindsay. Okay, anyways, about this person. Should I come to terms with this, and should I just forget about it and move on? I mean, yeah. Yeah, of course. It's not really that shameful. I mean, it's 2020, you know? And if you're really that ashamed of it, then just take it down. I'm sure you have taken it down. But if it's down, then it doesn't really matter. If you're dumb enough to put your face in the fucking nude, then, I mean, that's kind of on you. But should you feel ashamed of it? I mean, no. I think that's like an older generation thing where, like, you can't get a job because you used to do porn. But I can't think of anyone my age, right, like under 30, who would actually judge someone based off of, like, selling their fucking news on the internet. Like, that doesn't affect how good of a financial analyst you are just because you showed your titty once. I think old people would be, like, questionable judgment, but you get a millennial executive, like, saying, like, oh, you sold news before? They're not going to be like, oh, this person shows bad character. They'll be like, dude, send me the link. Send me the link. I want to see. I want to see how good the photography was, and I'm going to judge your judgment and skill set based on what filter you used. And if you didn't use the right filter, yeah, maybe you won't get the job. But if it's a high-res photo with the right Instagram filter, yeah, you've demonstrated savvy. So yeah, you don't need to feel ashamed. You know, you don't need to come to terms with anything. I feel like this person was, I don't know, maybe like too into the Catholic Church when they're growing up. Maybe like a super religious person. The part that confuses me was you said that there's some guy called you a pig, and you cried like an effing baby. So because it's a guy, I'm gonna assume you're a chick, because I don't think gay men would call each other pigs for selling nudes. I mean, there's not gonna be a fucking the amount of uptight Christian gay men. That's not a very big population. So just based on statistics, I'm gonna say you're a chick. I mean, yeah, fuck that guy. That guy just wants to he wants to eat you out. He's just jealous that he doesn't get to be the only one to see you. So no, it's not a big deal. And yeah, just forget about it. All right, well that's some solid advice. A solid first time for this advice column. Unsolicited advice, guys. If you want to submit your problems to me, remember my email is in the podcast description, so just shoot me an email and you'll be anonymous, obviously. And if you send me something, you will be featured on the pod. You will 100% be featured on the podcast, no matter what question you ask me, because no one has written to me so far. Zero people. So you will be guaranteed featured on the next episode. You could literally say anything. You could be like, Alvin, why do you suck balls? And I'd be like, listen, it started when I was 5 years old. You could say anything. Alvin, why does your podcast suck? Hey, man, I'm a lonely guy. I need an outlet to talk to people. This is it. And why does it suck? I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe it's because I fucking started taking Muay Thai class and I'm getting kicked in the head on a weekly basis, so my brain doesn't work. Maybe that's why. I got brain damage. A huge rock fell into my head as a kid, all right? I don't know. I know for a fact. This is a true story, by the way. When I was in third grade, a big-ass rock fell on my head. Don't ask me how it started or ended. It's just all the details you need to know. A big-ass rock fell on my head. And before that time, I swear to God, I feel like there were two different Alvins in my life. There was before that. And there's after that. And I feel like the Alvin before that, and I was only in second grade before that, mind you, okay? I was like, what, seven? For the first 7 years of my life, I was a very composed, calm individual. I swear to God, I was a smart guy. I had composure and I had confidence. And after that fucking rock fell on my head, I started trying to make people laugh. I swear to God, I don't think I tried to make anyone laugh before 7 years old. I was like, I feel pretty comfortable in my own skin. Then a rock fell on my head. And I'm just like, hey, let's start cracking these jokes. What are the punchlines? That's show business, kid. You got to get them and then you got to get out. Okay, well, that was depressing. That's what I used to do. I was trying to make people laugh from when I was young, dude. Like, I remember when I was in third grade, I tried to, I would, like, interrupt class, you know, interrupt the teacher and just try to interject, like, a joke. Oh, guess blah, 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 right? After a teacher made a comment, she'd be like, so 5 divided by 2 is 2.5. And I'd be like, your mom... Everyone hated me. Everyone in that class hated me in third grade. Everyone was like, dude, you're not funny. Shut up. I was that kid. That's who comedians are, by the way, is they're never the funny guy, the naturally funny guy in school. The kid who's hilarious in high school and making everyone crack up, that dude never becomes a comic, because what that kid does is he becomes addicted to meth, and then he drives a car into a ditch. And then that's what he majors in, pretty much. You know what? I majored in finance. Funny guy from my high school. He majored in being dead in a ditch, and that's where he is to this day. They didn't even bother towing the car out. They're just like, dude, it's going to take more money to fucking take the car out. Then let's just bury him right here. We'll do the funeral, you know, right on the side of Leesburg Pike. And, it'll be very cost efficient. What the fuck was I saying? Yeah, so it's never that guy. The person who becomes a comedian is always the person who, like, it's either the quiet kid who you think is going to shoot up the school, or it's the dude who tries to be funny and then everyone tells him to shut up. Because that kid has enough delusion where he's like, yeah, I'm funny. Everyone was laughing. No one was laughing at your joke in eighth grade about to kill a mockingbird. No one was. To Kill a Mockingbird. Oh, I didn't know Eminem wrote books. That's not the guy. That's not the guy. You know what's interesting too is you know the kids who become like doctors and lawyers and businessmen and but successful people. It's interesting because when we grow up. You know, as a kid, we were taught that, like, oh, man, all the popular kids in school or all the cool kids in school, they eventually, like, just become failures in life. Like, they don't go anywhere. But, you know, if you're a loser, you'll work hard and then blah, 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 blah. That hasn't been true at all. Sometimes I, like, stalk the kids I used to go to high school with. And the kids who are considered popular, dude, they're all doctors. Every single one of them is like a doctor or a lawyer. And they're doing real good. All the comedians I know were losers. And they're trying to compensate for the fact that they were losers in high school. It's actually really, really cringy. Especially like, yeah, I mean, the younger the comic, like the more they're trying to compensate. It's really a sad thing to watch. I remember I saw this caption of three comedians. And they were all like female comedians, and there was a picture of three of them. And the caption, they were all trying to look sexy, even though they're not, because they're comics. And the caption was like, "You can't sit with us." What? You're trying to be mean girls? These chicks were like 30 years old. It's like, dude, just let it go. Let it go. You were a loser in high school, and you're going to be a loser forever. I mean, if you wanted to be cool, a comedian isn't the thing to be. It's not the thing to be. You want to be cool, become a chiropractor. They're doing pretty well. We're just ripping people off. I don't even know if they do or not. But yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how much behavior people in their 20s and 30s have, just trying to compensate for how much of a loser they were in high school. Like, everyone's just trying to be cool. I swear to God, dude. Everyone just tries to act like they got a lot going on, even though, listen, even though we don't. Not a lot of people have a lot going on. We work a couple hours a day, and then we spend the rest of the day perusing YouTube or, like, watching Netflix or doing some idle shit. I mean, the human mind doesn't have the capacity to be focused for that long. Let's just be honest. I mean, people who work, like, 10 hours straight a day, that shit isn't sustainable. After a while, dude, you're just going on Facebook every 2 seconds. Because that's just how human brain works, dude. You think we're that much better than, like, cats? No, we're the same. We just get distracted. We get fucking distracted. Here's something strange that happened. On Twitter, I always love updating people on Twitter just because it's so ridiculous. Okay, so there was this person who... Oh, fuck! I deleted my tweet. I've been deleting my tweets. Okay, basically there was this person who tweeted out this. They were like, we gotta stop criticizing. We gotta stop. I think they were communists. There's a lot of communists on Twitter. And this person tweeted out, he was a Twitter communist. He was like, we gotta stop idolizing Stalin because that dude hurt the communist movement way more than he helped. It was something along those lines. And I basically just tweeted at him. I was like, yeah. Yeah, that's the biggest wrong thing that Stalin did, was hurting communism's rep and not killing 45 million people. It was a joke. It was a fucking, I don't know, dude. I Googled quickly how many people did Stalin kill, and it said 45 million, so I put it there. And, dude, Twitter communists started going at me. They were like, oh, you just pulling numbers out your ass? Oh, you're a comedian and a podcaster? Fucking get a real job. And these were all people who had, like, porcupines as their fucking profile pictures, like cactuses. It's like, dude, they won't even show their face because they know it's, like, filled with acne and just hideous. But, yeah, it's fucking crazy, dude. Twitter is, like, defending Stalin now. Could you imagine that? Twitter is defending Joseph Stalin. That's how you know you can't take it seriously. And I hope fucking media knows. I hope, like, mainstream media can actually understand that Twitter is so fucking dumb. It's like the next time they cancel someone, just look at the accounts. Look at the accounts that are trying to cancel Jimmy Fallon. Look at the accounts that are trying to cancel whoever. It's like for the last 5 years, they've had 2 followers, but they've tweeted 11 times every hour about Lenin. Yeah, maybe that guy isn't the best judge for who should be on television, because I doubt he even owns one. How do you defend Stalin, dude? How do you defend Joseph Stalin? He murdered so many people. And I'll tell you this, too. Being a communist is probably the most Western thing. It is, like, the most Western white thing you could be. It absolutely is. Being a hardcore communist. Because I'll tell you this. People who've anyone who's lived through actual communism, and I'm saying everybody, all those Eastern Europeans, Chinese people in the 60s, China now isn't like real communist, all right? Let's just face facts. It's the economy is capitalistic. Anyone who's actually been in a true communist environment despises communism. They hate it because they've seen how much death it causes, dude. How many times in history do we have to see a country implement communism and then that's followed by mass starvation? How many times? How many fucking times, dude? And I say it's the most Western thing and it's the most white thing because obviously if you're a communist, you haven't experienced communism firsthand and you haven't talked to a person who's experienced communism firsthand. Because they'll straight up tell you, like, dude, it's fucking horrific. And I'm not saying capitalism is, I don't want to come off as like, oh, dude, capitalism is a flawless, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is communism True communism is a fucking nightmare. All right? All right. All right, man. That's a little bit of communist talk. You know who hates communism? Fox News. They fucking hate. You fucking mentioned that shit. They use that as like a slur, you know? That's like the N-word for like Fox News. People who watch Fox News calling someone a communist. You're a communist. Could you imagine if you tried calling Tucker Carlson a communist? His fucking bow tie would start spinning and then a vortex would form and he'd suck you in. Also, why would you name your kid Tucker? It's like, is that actually his real name? Tucker Carlson? It's like he was created in a factory. Like Rupert Murdoch's private factory where they just tried to create the whitest man on the planet. Like, let's just really knock it out the park here. Let's give him a bow tie. Let's call him Tucker? Tucker. I think he was created in, like, it's like if Area 51 had, like, a special section where Brooks Brothers could conduct experiments, and then they just created Tucker Carlson. Oh, Tucker. How many wedgies did that guy get growing up? Could you imagine how many times his head has been flushed in the toilet by some fucking Samoan? Imagine if that kid went to school in, like, a Latino, black-heavy area. He probably would have joined the KKK by now. He would have gotten so much shit. Or he just would have been cool. I don't know. But there was a piece of news that came out recently. Megyn Kelly, who I don't know if she's associated with Fox News, but I know she's some fucking right-leaning political cunt. And I'm not saying everyone on the right is a cunt, by the way. I'm just saying Fox News is ridiculous. Megyn Kelly says she's moving out of New York City. Because the schools are too liberal. So she's moving out of New York City. Which, first of all, here's the funny, like, hypocrisy of, like, people, like, Fox News anchors and, like, all conservative, prominent conservative, like, political talk show heads is that, dude, Fox News is headquartered in New York City, and all those political commentators, right-leaning political commentators, they all live in liberal cities, man. They're all based in Chicago, L.A., New York, all liberal places. It's like, dude, yeah, you're fucking right-leaning, but the place where you choose to live is liberal as fuck. So now I know you're just trolling, right? Because if you really believed in what you're saying and all, like, the right-leaning politics, you fucking live in Wyoming. You know? You live in fucking South Dakota. Why don't you go there? Why don't you set up your headquarters there, Fox News? Oh, well, it's not integrated with it. Dude, values are more important. Christian values are more important. So I don't, that's, it's just fucking hypocrisy. You know? schools are super, super liberal, and it does get annoying how fucking biased it is. Like, all teachers, man, all teachers and professors just lean very heavily to the left, and that's just not right. You gotta have a mix of perspectives in there. I mean, honestly, a professor shouldn't be, they shouldn't really be providing a perspective. They should be teaching students how to create a perspective. But obviously that's impossible. I mean, human nature is just imperfect, and you can't just be totally objective like a robot. If only Siri could teach children. What a world. What a world that could be. Yeah. Oh, here's another thing that I want to switch gears here and talk about Pfizer a little bit. So my friend asked me whether Pfizer is a good stock to buy because there's progress. Apparently, the vaccine they created with Moderna, I don't know what Moderna is. I think it's like they're working with Pfizer, anyways. The vaccine for COVID that Pfizer created was 90% effective, and news came out of that recently. And so my friend was wondering like whether or not Pfizer would be a good stock to buy, because if they have the first vaccine that comes out, then, you know, maybe the stock price will rise. I told him no. I told him absolutely no. For a couple reasons, okay? I don't think you should buy Pfizer. I know some people have been thinking about it. I don't think it's a good idea. Just because, here's how stock prices work, okay? Stock prices, how are they determined? How are stock prices determined? They're not determined by some mathematical formula that, you know, that you learn in business school. Like, oh, net assets are this, and you know, their liabilities are this, and their balance sheet says this, and their cash flow is this. No. Stock prices are solely determined by people who buy and sell stocks. So solely determined based on people's behavior. If more people are buying the stock price is going to rise. If more people are, or if less people are buying it, stock price is going to fall. And people buy and sell stocks based on information, right? So that's why there's a theory out there called, I forgot, but it's basically saying that the market is near perfect in terms of pricing. Because any news that comes out is going to be taken into account within the price of the stock. I mean, the fact that it's public information, you know? It's public information that the vaccine for Pfizer is doing well. So right after hearing that news, people bought the stock, and that's how the price is, that's how that news is built into the price of the stock, because people already know. So unless you're, so there's only two ways to make money from the stocks. And I'm talking about two ways if you're not a fucking computer program, because if you get into like quant trading and get into like those algorithms, it becomes crazy and I don't understand any of that. But there's only two ways to make money from the stock market. The first is to insider trade, which is a felony. You could try it though, you know, but you'd have to enter the C-suite of a Fortune 500 company to do that first, and that's kind of difficult to do. You might have to work a little bit for that, you know, or you might have to blow like the vice president of finance at like Goldman Sachs in order to get, you know, some information. But again, it's hard to do. So the first is insider trading, because if you insider trade, that means you have information that's not public. You have information that only insiders know. People who are close to the company know. And so if you have the information before anyone else, that information isn't built into the price of the stock. And therefore, you could, you know, buy that stock, right? So say the news about the vaccine was secret. If you knew that before anyone else and you bought the stock, obviously, when the news came out, the price would rise and then you could sell it. That's insider trading. The second way is, you know, with all the information that's out there, the thesis that you form about the stock is different than anyone else's. So say, you know, the news of the vaccine came out and you actually thought it was a bad thing. You know, you actually thought it was a bad thing. If you decide to short the stock, which means you bet against it, you bet on the price falling, then you could possibly make that money if the stock price actually fell, because most people would determine that news as positive. I think Pfizer is probably overpriced as of now. Because what happens is, I think Pfizer's price, the information is included on, yeah, I think, you know, I think their vaccine is really effective and it's coming out. I think that's built into the price of the stock. But I think if anything goes wrong in the process and they delay the release of the vaccine, then that stock price is going to fall. So basically, everything has to go perfectly and the vaccine has to work perfectly in order for the stock price to stay the same. If one thing goes wrong and there's even one delay in their timeline of releasing the vaccine, the price is going to fall. So I don't think it's a good purchase. And to my friend who asked me whether he should buy Pfizer, go fuck yourself. And use some Rogaine, because you're 27 and you're balding. Don't worry, he doesn't listen to this shit. He's got good judgment. God, what fucking time are we at? Oh, 29 minutes. Jesus Christ. Wow. Well, that's a lot of time. I guess I like doing these longer. You know, I think they've been getting like good reactions, like the longer podcasts, and I think podcasts are supposed to be long. Also, if you want to write to me and like, you know, here's something I really want to know is if the podcast is better off with two episodes per week that are shorter, or if you want me to release one longer episode, which will be like an hour or more. Because right now I'm doing like two that are around 30 minutes long. Okay, I'll talk a little bit about like martial arts a little bit. It's like sparring, dude. So I've been sparring a lot in class. I've been taking Muay Thai classes, as you guys probably know, and it's been really fun. There's one really interesting thing though, is you can either spar really, really hard, or you can spar really, really lightly, technical. And you know, the debate on whether you should spar hard and or spar soft is a very lively one within the martial arts community. And the answer really is, and I think most experts agree on this, is you should spar lightly. And the thing is, this answer the theme of why you should spar lightly is similar to how you get good at really anything, I think. So the reason why you should spar lightly is, first of all, when you spar hard, dude, you can condition the body. So if you like kick the thigh and punch the stomach, eventually your legs are going to get harder and tougher, and your stomach is going to get harder and tougher, and it recovers without permanent damage. But shots to the head, dude, if you're getting punched in the head, you don't recover. Your brain doesn't recover. That's how CTE is formed, is repeatedly your head gets bashed in, and your brain, it just gets damaged, and your brain cells just don't regenerate. You just don't recover from that. So each shot you take in practice, it's just like, that's just things you're never going to get back. So even if you're a professional fighter, that's a shot that you could have taken in the ring. And if you're not a professional fighter, it's like, then why are you taking hard shots, dude? Why are you taking hard shots? You don't need to be at a fucking Conor McGregor level of striking in order to defend yourself on the street. If you're just doing it for enjoyment, maybe you don't get punched in the head that hard. Are you fucking psycho? Maybe if you're like a sociopath, yeah, sure, go hard every day. But light is the way to go. You know, light sparring is the way to go. You also improve on your technique too. Because think of it this way. If you're sparring light and you're not moving as fast as you can, you essentially aren't relying on your athleticism to hit the other person. Once you take away all athleticism, take away all speed and power, the only way you can score in a sparring session is based on pure technique. And that's pretty much how you're able to have longevity in any sport, is relying on technique. I mean, eventually with all athletes, we see this. All their athleticism goes away. How was Kobe Bryant able to have such a great career? It's because, you know, he was athletic when he was young, but he always worked on the fundamentals. He was a very technique-driven guy. And that's anyone. Tim Duncan, how is he able to stay so amazing until he was old? That motherfucker was never athletic. But his ability to pivot in the post, his footwork, and his bank shot, that's how he was able to get good, you know? And then the final thing is, if you spar lightly, you can actually spar more than if you spar hard. I mean, if you spar hard, you're going to be gassed and hurt. And you can't do it for more than, like, you can't spar hard. Dude, if you're sparring hard once a week, that's too much. Hard. That's too much. It's too much brain damage. And you're going to get hurt. You're going to fucking fuck up your Achilles. You're going to fuck up your ankles. You know? And that's kind of the principle of going light. Firas Zahabi talks about this. Firas Zahabi is George St. Pierre's MMA coach. And he basically talks about how, you know, if you go light, and this applies to anything, like even like working out, if you push 100%, by definition, that means you gave it your all and you have nothing left in the tank for the next day. You have to take a day off because you have nothing left. So people who go 100% every day at the gym or 100% every day at their whatever, it's actually counterproductive, because then for the next days you'll be less productive. Whereas if you just go little by little, then you can actually work every single day and you end up getting more work in, right? So the example that Firas Zahabi gave was, if you're doing a workout and you do like 10, you can only max, you can only do 10 pull-ups max. Okay, so say you start on Sunday. Sunday you do 10 pull-ups. Then you have to rest until Thursday. Then Thursday you do another 10 pull-ups. And then, you know, you rest until Sunday, and then Sunday you start again. For that week, you did 20 pull-ups. Whereas, you know, you can do 10 pull-ups, maybe you do 5 on Sunday. You know, then Monday, you feel good. You only did half of what you could do, so you do another 5. And then for all the 7 days, you do 5. And by the end of the week, you did 35 pull-ups, right? You did 35 pull-ups. 35 versus 20, you know? That's a 75% increase. Is that math right? Yeah. Yeah, that's a 75% increase. So that's kind of the principle there. So that's kind of how, like, I think, you know, most good people approach you know, getting good at something is consistency is the most important thing, and not burning yourself out. It's very, very important. I mean, it's with the best comics I see too. The best comedians, man. They whenever they go on stage, they just go on stage and whatever happens, happens. They're not really like, oh, I gotta get out this joke, I gotta get out this tag, I gotta really work on shit. And you can't do that. It's too stressful. And if you're trying to kill every time you go on stage, it's just like, well, that's just not gonna happen, you know. So yeah. I mean, I joke about getting kicked in the head and shit, but like whenever I spar, it's really light. It's really light. There's just no need for me. There's just no need to me to get in brawls every fucking week. Could you imagine that? I'm a fucking comic and I'm just training to enter the octagon. It's like, that is the dumbest shit. That is the dumbest shit ever. It's kind of like that guy who works at like Starbucks who can deadlift like 550 pounds. It's like, dude, my fucking coffee cup has your finger imprints in it because you were squeezing it so hard. Maybe drop the weights a little bit so you can be better at the thing that actually makes you money. Wouldn't that be nice? All right, that's going to be the podcast. This was a fun one. I think I'm going to keep doing the advice column. I'm going to keep doing it until what? Until someone actually fucking writes to me. That's what I'll do. Because giving unsolicited advice, baby, that's what I do. That's my favorite thing. I'll say that to random people on the street, you know? Two random people will be talking, oh my God, my grandmother died of COVID. I don't know whether I should go to the lawyer to get her will. I'll be like, here's what you do. She'll be like, who are you? I'm just going to be like, doesn't matter. Here's what you do. This is a private matter, then I'll slap her. Here's what you do! Okay, that's going to be the podcast. Remember to rate on Apple Podcasts. I know some of you have done that, so I appreciate that. Share the podcast with other people who you think enjoy it, and yeah, let's just increase this little crew we got going on. You guys have a good one, man. I'll see you guys on either Wednesday or Thursday. I know I release shit a little bit early sometimes. I mean, I know this is supposed to go out on Monday, but it's gonna end up going out on a Saturday night. But fuck it, who cares? All right, peace.